Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So the actor Hugh Grant, you know him, you love him, had a lawsuit against Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. The publisher of the Sun newspaper. They've been, there's plenty of trials against them. The trial was to have determined whether the News Corp tabloid carried out unlawful information gathering, including tapping Grant's landline phone, bugging his car, and breaking into his home. Incredible. Now, Hugh said that as much as I'd like to keep fighting this lawsuit, man, and I believe in it. I believe in it a lot. I believe that the accusations against the British tabloid The Sun of invading my privacy by illegally spying on his phone calls, my car, my home, I'm going to go ahead and settle it. Okay, we're not going to do the trial because they have offered me an enormous amount of money. Man, do I want to take him to trial. But no, you know what? They've offered me a bunch of money. Now, his excuse was, look, I signed the deal because litigation rules that could have put me on the hook for paying the publisher's lawyers even if he won the case, if he was awarded less than the settlement offer. Okay. I mean, was he going to be lower than the settlement offer? Doubtful. If what he said is true, it's doubtful. But as you know, he claimed in his statement, as is common with entirely innocent people, they're offering me an enormous sum of money to keep this matter out of court. And they didn't disclose what Hugh considers an enormous amount of money. So we'll have to wait and see if we ever find out what Hugh Grant thinks is an enormous amount of money. But when you think to yourself, wasn't Hugh suing the Sun newspaper? Yeah, he was, but no more because they settled out of court. And of course, in the settlement case, there's no liability. So Sun did nothing wrong. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, so coming up next week, we have the NFL draft, which, you know, some people are really excited about it. I mean, I could take it or leave it. Will I watch it? It's on. Why not? But it's going to be in Detroit, Michigan, which is right here, by the way, on the great state of Michigan. And they got a little nervous in downtown Detroit that they were going to have too much bird poop all over the downtown area for the people that are coming to Detroit for the NFL draft.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
And they got to get that cleaned up. They have to get that cleaned up. So, in part, they hired a company that's going to bring in two trained birds of predator, a hawk and a falcon, Circe and Yahtzee, and they're going to take the task of poop duty ahead of the draft. So they essentially, I guess, serve as scarecrows. They just fly around and scare away all the starlings and the pigeons. And the handlers claim that it takes about a month. The professionals, Paul and Thomas Therese of Scare, get it? S-C-A-I-R, Scare Force Falconry and Bird Abatement, said that it takes about a month for the birds to be trained. No, then they won't come back. So, I mean, that's a good gig. They got some company. The city isn't paying it, though. That's interesting. The NFL isn't paying. That's interesting. They were contracted by Bedrock Detroit, a real estate company that wants to keep the city looking good without bird poop all over the place. Okay. I mean, I guess that helps their business, all the people coming in, I guess. I don't know that they are Detroit Lions sponsors, although they probably are. But they, now you'd think, after a while, right, the falcon and the hawk got to be full. Like, I've had enough pigeons, how about you feed me something else? Isn't there a rabbit, a little cat, a little dog I can gnaw on? Something other than these damn little birds? But apparently they don't eat the birds. They just scare them off. And the the handlers feed them their food. So they're trained. They come back. They have ankle cuffs and a GPS tether, but they do come back. And they claim the reason that they come back is because they feed them. So, you know, that's why the hawk and the falcon come back. So if you're, say, part of a pigeon mafia, though, in downtown Detroit, and you just you've decided, I don't know who these falcon and hawks are, I think, flying around downtown. This city belongs to us. There could be a fight. There could be a fight going on. We could have bird wars going on above the city of Detroit. So those of you in Detroit, I'm just saying, good luck. Speaking of predator animals, I've had this story in the fat pile for a few days now, and it's talking about the rat problem in NYC. And they're talking, you know, they're making the glue strips illegal. They obviously, nobody wants to poison the rats. I don't know why. I guess, you know, PETA thinks it's harmful to them, and I know why they say, but it doesn't work with me. So now one of the things they're talking about, we could use birth control. Well, we could do. We don't have to poison them, or we don't have to just kill them. We could use birth control. Well, then I see a story this morning that talks about rat urine. Bacterial infection breaks records in New York City. Oh, so now we're back to having bacterial infections spread through humans or spread to humans from the rat urine. Because why? Oh, I know. There's too many rats. Kill them. I don't understand. We've already gone through this. It was something called the Black Plague. I don't understand. It's unbelievable to me. Why are we even messing around with concerning about how we kill a rat? They're making us sick. They're killing us. Kill them. Get rid of them. Now, the city's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which is probably, they're doing a fantastic job in New York City. I mean, you can see in the news reports, what a fantastic job they're doing in NYC. The infection, leptospirosis, can cause a range. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Leptospirosis.
Yeah, that's what I said. Exactly.
Leptospirosis.
Okay, I got it. Leptospirosis.
Leptospirosis.
I got it, okay? That's how you say it, all right? So that can cause a range of flu-like symptoms, but can also lead to kidney and liver failure if a severe case develops and is untreated. So, kill the rats! It's very simple. I mean, I'm not an expert. I kind of feel like I am, but I'm not. I'm not part of their rat department. But I know they have a rat department in NYC, and perhaps they should call me. Maybe they should reach out to me. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I'm happy to help. You can, you know what? You can tag me on X at JeffyJFR. You can tag me on Facebook or Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. It's fine. Just reach out to me. I'll be happy to help you out on different ways that you can kill the rats. You know what? In fact, now would be a good time to remind you with rat bacterial infections being spread around the country. In particular, NYC, but it's coming. Don't worry about it. Maybe it'd be a good time to tell you about the Jace case. Yeah, maybe that's something that you might want to have. You know, whether you have a bacterial infection or you need drugs and can't get them. It says in their ad that as of March, there were more than 200 drug shortages in the U.S. But remember, we got that report earlier in the week that talked about 323 drugs were in short supply during the first quarter of this year. And that came from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. So you may want to have the Jace case. Health, they all say the drug shortages are here and they're probably here to stay. And you wouldn't think that things like that could happen here in America, but here it is. We're here. And that's why you have to have a Jace case. It provides 5 life-saving antibiotics for emergency use. All you have to do is fill out a simple form online and you'll have it there ready in case you need it. There's dozens of add-on options as well, like EpiPens and ivermectin. Jace Medical is empowering people just like you to be able to take your family's health into your own hands. Check them out today. Go to jacemedical.com. Enter the code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. jacemedical.com. Promo code Jeffy at jasemedical.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to tell your friends and neighbors and anybody that you know that, you know, they need to subscribe to this show. If you're listening to this right now and you're not a subscriber, what are you doing? You're freeloading. Nobody likes freeloaders, okay? Everybody likes something free, but nobody likes freeloaders. So if you're listening on, like, say, your friend's podcast platform, don't do it. That's embarrassing. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourself. So become a subscriber. Make sure you tell your friends and neighbors, and be sure that you follow the rules once you are a subscriber. Main first, number one rule of chewing the fat. When you are out and about and you have headphones on and someone asks, hey, what are you listening to? You answer Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. I know you're going to listen to other stuff because everyone does, but rules are rules. So if you're out and about and say, hey, what are you listening to? I don't care what you're listening to, but your answer must be Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. That's just one of the rules. I mean, I don't come up with, well, actually I do, but those are the rules. So it's the way it goes. Do you see, I see where the writers of Sesame Street may strike. What will we do? What will we do if we don't, if the Muppets don't have writers? I know it's going to be devastating, and there'll be no more Sesame Street characters just bouncing around saying, I'm trans, and I'm homeless living in a garbage can. What will we do? I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. So good luck to the writers of Sesame Street, because, man, I got to stop, because I don't want to think about what we do without Sesame Street. Well, we wouldn't be without Sesame Street. We'd just have reruns and repeats, and so maybe that's not such a bad thing. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. You know, I've been watching Parrish on AMC Plus, and that's with, what's his face, from Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito. And I love him. He's been great. He was in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, and this is his show now on AMC Plus, Parrish. It's been pretty good. But we're about 4 or 5 episodes in. It's been pretty good. Had some good violence. You know, some good, great, he's a driver, so that's a couple of really good car scenes, really good. Well, anyway, he was on some podcast, not this one, by the way, I might add, and he's talking about how he contemplated orchestrating his own demise to secure life insurance funds for his children. And he said that he didn't do it, but before he got the gig on Breaking Bad, he said he was looking to kill himself, so he got life insurance for his family because they were in dire straits and he didn't have any money. And I thought, wow, I mean, that's a big announcement, really, because I mean, many people think about that every day, and you know, obviously, many people don't act on it, and you shouldn't act on it. And if you have a problem, you should dial 988. Which is the lifeline emergency number that you can call 24/7. The suicide and lifeline, or whatever it's called, 988, is there for you, and you should use it. But it's really incredible. I mean, that's something that a lot of people don't like to admit, that they thought about it. You know, you thought about it. Just because you thought about something doesn't mean you're going to do it. I know we're in this world of the thought police coming after us. Oh my gosh. You said it on Twitter. I mean X. You said it on X. That means you mean it. No, not really. I'm just blowing off some steam here on X. And so, stay away from my home. Don't come nagging on my door, okay? Leave me alone. Anyway, it's pretty amazing that he was at that dark point. And look where he's at now. I mean, he's on top of the world, right? I mean, he's done these shows. He's He's famous. He's done all, I don't know how much money he's made. I'm sure he's okay. I'm sure the family is okay now. And, I mean, he's been in The Mandalorian. Hello. He's got Breaking Bad money. He's got Better Call Saul money. And now he's got his own show, Parrish money from AMC Plus. So I'm guessing he's okay. And they're looking at doing more of his character from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul as a prequel. Which would be interesting. Chicken Man. Chicken Man in Better Call. Anyway, it would be fun. But what a great idea. And it was just amazing to me that he would admit something like that. And he didn't do that on this podcast, which I'm a little disappointed of, to be honest. Jeff, did you reach out to him so he could be on the show? Don't start balking me down with facts. I'm just saying he wasn't on this show. Okay. My email's probably lost in the shuffle. Because not his shuffle, but mine. Anyway, I just thought it was amazing. Another thing that probably never will happen, although I see where they're tossing around the idea of Leonardo DiCaprio portraying Frank Sinatra in a Scorsese biopic. This is according to Variety. Scorsese's like 150 years old. Is he going to make another movie? I think not. Come on now. First of all, no, I won't do a height joke, but I will say for the first time, I think in the last couple years anyway, I realized that Martin Scorsese, I think, is a dwarf, and they haven't just announced it yet. He's just this little old guy. Anyway, which means absolutely nothing, just a second, but it threw me when I saw him he's in this room with all these people, and I'm like, is he on his feet? Is he standing up? And he was. So could DiCaprio play Frank? He's getting a little long in the tooth to play Frank. DiCaprio's what, 49 now? I think he is. I think DiCaprio's almost 50 now. So, I mean, that's good for him. And I like DiCaprio. I like his work. His personal opinions are a little agonizing. You just want him to shut up. But, I mean, he's not as bad as De Niro, but he's pretty close. It does take me a while to work up to watching one of his movies because I have to talk myself into bypassing. Okay, just it's okay. It's all right. Just forget about what he said over here. Just watch the movie. But it would be interesting. I guess they're looking at Jennifer Lawrence to play Ava Gardner, which would be Sinatra's second wife. So I guess that's probably the time frame of the movie for that. I mean, hasn't Leo already done Jennifer? I mean, what? Jennifer is way old. She doesn't have to worry about Leo coming after her, man. She's already had a kid. She's out there in Hollywood. I don't know how old Jennifer is, but way past Leo's age group, man. So, I mean, is Leo just going back now saying, you know, I haven't had her yet, so let's do a movie with her so I can get her, because that's what's going to happen. I know it's up to you, Jennifer. I got it. I'm sorry. And I see, speaking of Hollywood, as long as we're just doing a whole Hollywood little bit segment here. I see, actress Molly Ringwald, do you remember her? No. You know why? Because she was a star 100 years ago, and she's not relevant, and she wants to find work. So she's out doing all these stupid interviews. And she was a star in 84, 85, and 86. Huge. You know, there's stupid 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink. And John Hughes movies, they were huge. They made a fortune, all of them. They all made fortunes off these stupid movies. But that's not good enough now because everybody's like, Molly who? And so she's out making her speeches talking about, you know, we couldn't make those movies today. You could never remake those movies today. Want to know why? Too white. Well, they're too whiteness. We were just too white. Okay, Molly, no matter how you kowtow to today's Hollywood, you're not getting any work, okay? We might throw you a bone on some TV show. Maybe you can become a waitress on the new soap opera on CBS. That's the black African-American soap opera, The Gates. Maybe you can wait on the people. Would that make you feel better if you could be a waiter to the rich black people in the soap opera? Because that's the only work you're going to get. Oh, really, really white. Too diversity. You couldn't make those today. Just way, way white. You know what, Molly? That's the problem. So why don't you just go away, do your little thing, hope for your little side parts, sooner or later, I don't know, another 20 or 30 years. How old is Molly now? So she, I was going to say 55, but she's 56. All right, so she's still got another 20 years, Molly, another 20 years. And then you'll start getting some more work, okay? I know, even if you're white, you'll still get the job then. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I did the Sesame Street story about the writers possibly going on strike. And this is, welcome to my mind. Welcome to the Chewing the Fat mind. All right. So I did the Sesame Street story where the writers may strike. All right. And as I'm doing the Giancarlo story, as I'm doing the Leonardo DiCaprio story, as I'm doing the Molly Ringwald, I'm too white. It is too white. We could never make that movie anymore. It's just too white. There's not enough diversity. You're still not going to get the work, Molly. Okay. You can talk all, you can yap, all you want. Hollywood's not listening. During all of that, all I'm thinking about is Sesame Street and what they could do without writers. And then that gets me to, remember when Miss Piggy, is she part of Sesame Street? No, she's not. That's the Muppets, right? That's different. That's different than Sesame Street. Okay, there you go. But anyway, it's the same company, but still, I know. But Sesame Street and the Muppets gets me to...
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Placido Domingo.
That's worth Miss Piggy. Remember when Placido... I mean, what's happened to him? He's long gone, right? Because he started... They were saying that he was going down to the other singers' dressing rooms, and there were some nights when he knocked on their doors. That's how terrible a man he was. I mean, it's horrible. Some nights... Oh my gosh, it's all coming back to me now. That one lady, that one singer said there was one night that Placido asked me to go out with him, and I had to say no.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Placido Domingo.
That's how horrific it was. He showed up to ask me out with his robe on. It was right after the show. And I believe when he was at the door, he said...
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Placido Domingo.
And she said, I already know who you are. Why are you telling me this? And he said, I know I'm in my robe and all, but can we go out to have dinner? She had to say no. She had to say no to the power structure. That's what a horrible, horrible human being.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Placido Domingo.
Is. Who died today? Before we break down who died today, I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to Who Died Today. Today.
Lucky Strike presents the Jack Benny program.
Wait, but stop. First, here's wait. Not for first, this was not the Jack Benny program. It's the Chewing the Fat program. My gosh, if they're going to sponsor the program, can we do the right name anyway? Well, anyway, I'm contractually obligated, so go ahead.
Presents the Jack Benny program.
That pisses
me off. But
first,
here's an important message from the National Tobacco Tax Research Council. Smokers, next time you buy cigarettes, remember that over 800,000 tobacco farm families thank you for contributing to their support.
Do they?
And remember also that you help support your government, federal, state, and local. When you buy a pack of cigarettes, the federal government gets 8 cents. Most local and state governments get 3 or 4 cents more. That's better than a 50% tax
on
every cigarette
back then,
you smoke.
15 cents?
Yes, and buying cigarettes, over half your packs go for tax. And now
that's
the Jack
not a
Benny
good thing, but thanks for promoting it. No, okay, so then there's also a part of the commercial where they tell us how good the Lucky Strike cigarette is.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better taste. Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
Friends, seeing is believing, and you yourself can see that Luckies are made better to taste better.
Right.
Just take a Lucky Strike and any other cigarette and carefully remove the paper from both by tearing down the seam from end to end. In tearing, be very careful not to disturb the tobacco inside the paper. Now look for the difference. Look at that perfect cylinder of fine, mild tobacco taken from the Lucky. See how round and firm and fully packed it is with long strands of fresh, clean, good-tasting tobacco. See how free the Lucky is of annoying loose ends that spoil the taste. This is your proof.
Oh, man.
Luckies are made better, to taste fresh and clean and smooth. No doubt about it, Luckies taste better. So to enjoy the fresh, clean taste of fine tobacco, be happy, go lucky. Make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Think about it. Came in those little packs, man. They were also nicely packed, those Lucky Strikes. Holy cow. Man, it brings back. I could fire up one of those bad boys right now. I have a fake cigarette in my hand as we speak. Dreaming. It could be a Lucky Strike. Could be a Pall Mall. Could be a Marlboro. I'd just take a red. Burn me a red. Give me a Marlboro Light. I'd rather prefer the lights. But if all you got is a red, I'll take that. It's been a while since I've really wanted one. You know, every so often, I pull up to that red light, man, especially in the afternoons driving home, because there's obviously more traffic. And you stop at a red light and you look to your left, and that guy's down there firing up a butt. When you look to the right, some lady's already got her Virginia Slim kicked in, smoking out of there. And then the guy behind you is on a vape, blowing smoke out his truck window. And all I want to do is just get out and say, hey, yo, let me hold one of those. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Hold on, let me grab the bong from underneath my seat and fire it up. Wouldn't it be the first time, but it's been a long time. All I want is a cigarette. Not really. Okay, I know they're bad for you. I got it. But if they'd like to be a sponsor of this program, I'm happy to let Lucky Strike be a sponsor of this program. They will have to upgrade the commercial, though, and actually, I don't know, use the right name. Anyway, who died today? So we have Rieta. I think it's Rieta. R-E-I-T-A. I am not familiar with this Japanese rock band, The Gazette. I'm sure they're great. But Rieta from The Gazette has died at the age of 42. Now, Rieta passed a couple of days ago, and the news outlet states that his death left the band members and employees of The Gazette in a state of confusion due to it being sudden and unbelievable. Right, so it wasn't that. I mean, if it had anything to do at all with that, they would have realized it wasn't sudden and it wouldn't be unbelievable. But since it was sudden and unbelievable, it couldn't be that it had anything to do with that. Also, who died today? Dickie Betts, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band, and this is their review, from Rolling Stone, piercing solos, beloved songs, and hell-raising spirit defined the band and Southern rock in general. He died. He's dead. He died at the age of 80. So it wasn't that for sure, because it was cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now, could that have been helped along from that? You tell me. I think if it was, they would have said something, but they don't. So it wasn't. Rest in peace to Dickie Betts, dead at the age of 80. Now, I will say this. He's still a member of the Allman Brothers Band, but there really isn't an Allman Brothers Band, because there's one guy left alive from the Allman Brothers Band. Their old drummer, Johnny Johnson or Johansson or whatever his stupid name is that was the drummer of the... Good for you, everybody. Hey, keep rocking. Use the name. Go on tour. Be the Allman Brothers Band with one person playing the drums. And if you think that doesn't happen, you are sadly mistaken. I will say, he might be hard-pressed to go on tour at 80, but it could happen. Then we have Nikita, a 13-year-old girl from India. She is not dead, but she very well could have been. She was about ready to be attacked by monkeys in her house. And, you know, man, we've talked about kids getting thrown off buildings, monkeys attacking people, dragging them around, throwing babies, attacking them everywhere. And so this girl was in her home, and they left the gate open. Big mistake, because they leave the gate open and the monkeys were all over the place, man. In fact, I believe after this event, the parents of Nikita said
there was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad.
Thankfully, she's okay. So what happened is they left the gate open. The monkeys got in and started to attack her and the 15-month-old niece. They were after the baby. That's the monkeys want the babies. They're easy to grab, easy to drag. Well, they're mine now. We're taking them. And so Nikita, the genius of Nikita, knows that they have an Amazon Echo in the house. And she hollered for the Echo to start barking like a dog. And that scared the monkeys and they left. Good move on her part. Now, on the other hand, the dad said, we were just so happy that we have the Amazon Echo because it does everything for us. Oh, really? Yeah, it's a third generation. It's been great use to the family on our daily life. Keeps all the lights, the fans, you know, the AC. It all goes through the Amazon Echo. So, I mean, good for them. Good for them. But Nikita, how about you don't leave the gate open from now on, okay? But you don't want... Thankfully, she just started... I would not have wanted the dog barking. I would have said, Echo, fire the gun! I just had that. I just had gunshots. I don't know if Echo would do that for you, though. Amazon Echo might go, oh, sorry, can't do that. No can do. Sorry. Then the girl would be dead because he would have been dragged off by monkeys. So maybe it was a good, better move to have the dog barking. And don't leave the gate open. All right, so if you're listening live, today is the 19th of April, 2024. Big weekend. We're on the preface. Look over the mountain. Oh, yes, there's the weekend. We have the NBA finals happening without Jontay Porter, who was, I don't know, he was kicked out of the league for life for betting on himself, on his own team, to lose. Just incredible. So can't be doing that. And his providing, you know, the confidential health information. That's just saying, you know, he bet on himself, saying that, I might not make it the whole game tonight. And then he got sick and left the game. Oh, interesting how that happened. Huh, weird. So he has, he's been banned from the NBA. I don't know if they're going to let him play in Turkey or Brazil or Istanbul or... But you know, if you're a teammate of his, do you want him playing for you? I mean, I don't think so. But okay.
So yeah. Long, farewell.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Oh yeah. I mean, that's what the Raptors are saying. Get out. Have a nice day. And so you know, and if you gamble responsibly, of course. And the NHL. Championship starts this weekend, headed for the, you know, the Lord Stanley. Now that happens. The playoffs kick off this weekend, so that'll be fun. And I see where Salt Lake City is getting a hockey team now, right? Arizona, they're moving out of Arizona. It's surprising, too, because Arizona is such a good market for professional league teams, but not hockey. So they're moving to Salt Lake City. Plus, homeboy for the NBA there in Salt Lake has been he has been riding. You can quote me on this. He's been riding the NHL hard to get a hockey team in Salt Lake City. So instead of expansion, we'll just move the team there. Go ahead, take Arizona. You know, you can have that. You can have Arizona. We'll give that to you. Okay. All right, good. No problem. And that's what they did. I haven't looked at it in a while either. I haven't looked at the lottery because after the big money went away, I was thinking, who cares? So are we even close to any big money at all? So we have a Mega Millions drawing tonight, as a matter of fact. $178 million. 79.6 million cash payout. Are you accepting that? I guess. I mean, I guess you have to take that. Is the Powerball worth anything at all? Powerball is worth what? $98 million. Go ahead. I know you want to play it. Yeah, okay, we'll pretend that it's a bunch of cash, but it's not really. $98 million? That's $45.8 million. Am I going to take it? Again, yes, that's for tomorrow. Good luck, but, you know, do I want to play? Oh, That seems like a waste of money unless I'm getting at least $100 million. All right, I'll play. So it's Friday, and it's time for what's being called America's favorite game show, What's the Lie? What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count it, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Our contestant today, Wesley Castellano. If he wins, not only will he get to come back for another round, he'll win a Talking Sense Jeffy Blue Freshie. For more information, you can go to the Talking Sense Facebook group and find the Freshie scented design just for you. If you or someone you love would like to be a contestant on What's the Lie, you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Wesley Castellano, welcome. I have to give the precursor of Wesley is one of the new button pushers here at The Blaze. And he was in there saying, I can do this. This is just stupid. Everybody, I'm smarter than everybody. I can do this. So
I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, pretty much.
That's what I heard. So welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Good luck. I feel like I've made it easy. Now, I just have to ask for my own safety.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name is Castellano.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with that name.
Rest in peace.
There's been a few Castellanos mentioned in the past coming from the Northeast,
right,
that were involved in businesses that weren't all legal.
Well, so to be fair, Paul Castellano was a little bit more of a business minded.
That was the problem, actually. Yeah.
I'm not trying to defend him, but that's why God had killed him.
That's correct. That's why he was laying on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
At least he had a steak before it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So you ready to play? I mean, four headlines.
I'm ready.
One not real. What's the lie? Headline number one, Coachella and Nike have collaborated selling a single sneaker that you can buy and pretend you lost the other one partying. Headline number two, plane passenger sparks debate after catching a woman cheating at Wordle. Side note, that might be worse than infidelity. Headline number three, Axe body spray, an unlikely new customer is a grouchy sheep. Headline number four, wrong couple get divorced after solicitor clicks wrong button. Those are the four headlines. Headline number one, Coachella and Nike collaborate selling a single sneaker to buy and pretend you lost one partying. Headline number two, a plane passenger sparks debate after catching woman cheating at Wordle. Side note, this might be worse than infidelity. Headline number three, Axe body spray finds an unlikely new customer, a grouchy sheep. Headline number four, wrong couple get divorced after solicitor clicks the wrong button. Wesley, those are your four headlines.
Okay.
What is the lie?
So I'm going to go with two and four seem 100% plausible because people freak out on planes for absolutely no reason. So I believe that's true.
Okay.
And then the marriage.
Nothing but time for you today,
okay.
Wesley.
Okay, this is my thought.
That's it.
Number four doesn't seem, that seems, yeah, that seems pretty plausible.
Okay.
The Axe body spray, but Coachella with Nike doesn't make sense to me. Well, they do it. I'm going to go with three.
Oh, no.
No.
So bad. Do you want to try again?
Is it one?
It is number one.
Okay,
you
should have
gone, yeah.
The Coachella people do not like corporate brands.
You can say that you knew, but you didn't. Thanks for listening and playing What's the Lie? What's the Lie? A subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MMXX, IV. So now how smart do you think you are, Mr. I gotta play, I'm smarter than everybody.
I retract that statement, and I'll say I'm smart-ish. What about that?
I'll leave it at that. Oh,
stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.